We thank you.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Do you have any idea what I might have brought in with me today in this tote bag? I'll show you a little bit of it. See if you can guess. What do you think? A false face of King Friday the 13th. Yeah. And first of all, maybe I should just put it on. You can see.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
And one other. Daniel Tiger.
Hello, I like being your neighbor.
Do you know why these are called false faces? Well, the word false means something that's not real. So a false face is a face that's not your real face. This is my real face. But when I put on false faces, other faces, they make me look like other things.
I like you with any face.
Well, I like to hear that. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like.
The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you.
Not the things that hide you, not your false faces.
They're just beside you.
But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you we like. I'm going to put these false faces back in this bag because I borrowed them from one of my neighbors, Tony Chiroldis, who has a store where he sells costumes, books, and toys. And so I'll just take them back there now and you can see Tony's shop. Come along.
Gracias.
Hola, Señor Chiroldis.
Hola, Señor Rogers.
Thank you for loaning these to me.
Un placer.
I enjoyed being with the man, yes.
King Friday.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Tiger.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Daniel Tiger. I'm wondering if you'd be curious about trying on the rest of the Daniel Tiger costume.
Of course. You have more than
oh,
just the
yes,
mask.
I have the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Let me show you. But first,
I'm thinking I'd like to show you some of the new things we got in the store.
Good.
We got some new masks, some new costumes, disfraces.
Disfraces?
And some books, some libros.
Oh, good. Take a look at this.
Who is this? A costume for a court jester or harlequin.
Un arlequin.
Arlequin?
That's right.
Arlequin?
Want to try it on?
Sure.
The hat, at least. There we go. Oops.
Arlequin.
Arlequin.
And the elastic goes under your chin. There you go.
Arlequin.
Arlequin.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Let me take you over to the book section, because I want to show you some of the new titles we have in store.
Okay.
Right over here. Got it?
It's cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here. This is where we place the new titles.
Oh, Wild Ocean.
Wild Ocean.
Donde está Spot?
Donde está Spot, which means
where is Spot? Spot can be anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, here's a costume section where we hold our disfraces.
Disfraces.
And I got some new masks. This one is made in leather and
felt.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted you to try it on. I think you'll like it.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow.
Looks familiar.
Sounds very familiar. How about this one? Like this?
What a great elephant. How does that work?
Oh, well, why don't you try it on? We'll show you.
You pull this here. And you make the sound.
How do you do that sound?
I think we better get that costume on.
All right. Everybody has a different sound for an elephant.
Everybody makes a different sound for an elephant.
But there's Daniel.
There's Daniel. Take you right over here to the rack.
Oh, look at these costumes.
We have.
Yes.
Look at that fancy one.
Like that one?
We have costumes for every size, every age, every taste. Somebody wants to dress up as a princess or a tiger, or a little ballerina.
See somebody dancing in that?
Can you imagine? It's beautiful.
Wow.
And here is the rest of the Daniel Tiger costume.
Ah. You suppose this is the back of it? There's a tail.
Yes, I think so. And let me show you some other little item that he has. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, right here.
Oh, his watch. Oh, I'd like to try that.
Sure. Feel free.
Okay.
You're always welcome to try on anything, borrow, or buy.
Thanks.
And then there's a stool. Okay. In case you need to sit down, you may need help. Yes. And I suddenly realized that if you're going to put a costume on, I should put one on too.
Is it one here?
Oh, no. It's a surprise. Una sorpresa.
Una sorpresa.
Surprise.
Yeah. I want to see your sorpresa.
You're curious about that one, aren't you?
That's for sure.
I'll be back.
Okay, thank you. What kind of costume do you suppose he'll put on? I'll try this one of Daniel's. Do you like to get dressed up in costumes? I've always liked to do that. But you know, when you put a costume on, you're still yourself inside.
I'm not in this world. I'm from an altogether other planet.
Una grande sorpresa.
Una grande sorpresa. Great surprise, huh? I've always enjoyed making costumes out of found objects. Ever since I was little, I would find objects around the house that Mom and Dad left, and I would make costumes.
You mean you made this one?
Uh-huh. Oven mitts, some hose, and my survival pack.
plastic
container.
You are so clever. My. Let Daniel greet this person from altogether
other planet.
Yeah,
I don't know what your name is, but you sure look wonderful.
Muchas gracias. I want to show you some other costumes that I didn't make.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Just a minute.
Yeah. Did you see over here? We have Purple Panda.
Purple Panda? Is anybody in there?
Oh, not yet. But there will be.
Purple Panda?
Purple Panda. And then there's some other, these frases right around here. Oh, here, I'll take that from me. Ta-da!
I like that hat. Oh, and what about this?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. That's the Royal Hula Mouse.
Hula Mouse, yes. Bet you'd look good in that one.
Oh, thank you. Ever since I was little, I've always enjoyed things having to do with outer space. Therefore, the astronaut costume. El Espacio Sideral.
Espacio Sideral. Sideral.
That's what we call outer space.
Espacio Sideral.
Mm-hmm. You gonna take that off?
Uh-huh.
Help you with that?
Thank you. I'll just hang it up over here.
Thank you. El espacio sideral.
So many costumes that you have.
All great for pretending. Just like I have a toy that's great for pretending, and it has to do with el espacio sideral, outer space.
Aha. A juguete?
Un juguete.
Aha.
Let me show you.
Shall we go to the toy department? Juguetes?
Right this way.
Look at all these toys. Wow.
Look at that. A spaceship.
Ooh, is that beautiful. What does it do?
Well, if you press that little button right there, the red button, right over here.
Here?
There.
Here?
There. It lights up, and you can pretend you're going on space travel. Take off.
Wow.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
That fun to play with.
Would you like to borrow it? Take it to your place?
Oh, I would.
Well, feel free.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Un placer.
Muchas gracias.
Un placer, señor Rogers. Feel free to come over here anytime.
Thanks so much.
See you soon.
Bye, señor Giroldis. Here we go. Señor Giroldis has a fine store, doesn't he? I think it's time for some make-believe. Okay, trolley. We've been pretending that Prince Tuesday and Little Panda were playing together. Now, purple pandas are able to go ping and travel magically. Not in a spaceship, just ping and they're gone to some other place. Well, time before last, Prince Tuesday and Little Panda went ping and they haven't come back. Daniel Tiger and Lady Aberlin and some others have been looking for them. So let's just pretend some more about that story as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Any report, trolley? Well, carry on then and keep looking. Yes. You see, Niece Aberlin, I was correct.
About what, sire?
About canceling curiosity. If Tuesday hadn't been so curious, he and Little Panda would not be lost in space.
Oh, they were just playing.
They were pinging.
But Little Panda is a good pinger. He has never gotten lost before.
Tuesday should not have gone with him.
Not without asking, no.
No.
But he probably thought that he would come right back here in a second.
Well, fancy meeting you all here.
Oh, hi, Betty Okanak.
Betty Okanak Templeton, I presume?
You're right about that, King Friday. I always say if you want to be right about something, just look at somebody you know and say their name and ask if you're right. Well, of course you're right. Of course you're correct as usual. After all, it's that person's name. It's not some multiple equation for extraterrestrial movements.
Have you been using that telescope, Mrs. Templeton?
I most certainly have. I found it in the ST display, special telescope, you know.
Yes.
And so I've been looking for Tuesday.
We all have.
Yes, well, I think I may have a clue here.
Oh, really?
Well, which way have you been looking?
That way.
That way?
I don't see a thing.
Are those binoculars for outer space?
I don't know.
Well, my telescope is, so take a look and see if you see what I saw.
This is fabulous. Mm-hmm.
See all those planets?
Yes, and all their stars. And in such a small instrument, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
You want to take a look, King Friday? It might even surprise you. You who have seen practically everything there is to see. But of course, there's always something new, isn't there?
Yes,
something new to be curious about.
I am not curious. I am simply interested in giving you my appraisal.
Here, Uncle Friday, let me hold it for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, niece.
Oh, yes. Oh, quite remarkable display there. Just a bit over that way, niece, please.
How's that?
Perfect. Why, I've never seen such a planet before. Yes.
Oh, well, there are all kinds, aren't there? I mean, there's a rich variety of everything out there, you know.
Well, what do you see, Uncle Friday?
I see a planet with letters on it. Yes.
Letters?
It looks like an A and an O and a P.
A-O-P?
Yeah.
All together, other planet. Oh. That's the planet where Prince Tuesday and Little Panda might be.
Oh, how could we ever reach them? I mean, that's as far out as you can get.
Well, Hula Mouse could get there.
How would he do that?
The royal Hula Mouse can travel anywhere on his hula hoop.
How does he do that?
You'll soon find out.
Alguien dijo hula ratón.
We were just talking about you.
Aquí estoy, a sus órdenes.
Uncle Friday says that you can travel anywhere.
Oh, sí, a donde sea, con mi anillo.
See that planet that says AOP on it? That's it.
Isn't that a tremendously wonderful telescope? I mean, I located it in the ST room. Never know what you'll find in that museum go-round, do you?
Es verdad. Nunca se sabe.
But do you think that you could go to AOP on your hoop?
Sí, pero ¿por qué?
Because Prince Tuesday and Little Panda might be there, and they might need a ride back here.
Ah, entiendo. No hay problema.
You see, ladies, I told you so.
Todo cabe en mi aro de hula hoop. Y mi traje de astronauta siempre está listo.
You are a wonder, Hula Mouse. Hi, Little Panda.
Hola. I've come to report to you that Little Panda and Prince Tuesday are on AOP.
Just what we were wondering.
Yes.
That's the good news.
Oh, is there bad news too, Purple Panda?
The bad news is that I don't know how to ping there to get them back.
Well, we have only good news for you then.
What is it?
Please, Hula Mouse, explain to him what you can do.
Oh, sí, sí, le explicaré. Bueno, resulta que yo con mi aro de hula hoop puedo viajar a donde sea y los puedo ir a rescatar. Pero puede que me tarde un poquito. Tan pronto yo empaque mi lonchera, salgo para allá.
You'll go get them as soon as you pack your lunch.
Sí, panda apurado.
Is Isn't it remarkable what can happen when good friends get together and pool their resources like their telescopes and all of them and prepare for a rescue mission that brings us all closer to peace on Earth?
And in all together other planets, too.
Exactly. I just love being part of that glorious mission. Don't you all?
Oh, I do.
Did you ever play about things like that? Faraway planets and different ways of getting there? You know, the people who flew to the moon had to think about it and play about it and be curious about it long before they ever did it. It's really good to wonder about things. Some wonderful inventions have come about from people wondering about them. Are you wondering if I'm going to give you some food, fish? Oh, they're hungry. Yes. Somebody at the door. I wonder who's at the door. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely.
Have you ever wondered how people make ice cream in a creamery?
I have. Can you tell us about it?
I can. If we put this in picture-picture, I'll tell you all about it.
Very good. Let's do that.
There you go.
Lots of wondering. Would you hold my rocket for
certainly
me?
Thank will.
You. How people make ice cream in a creamery. Be very interesting.
When people make ice cream in a creamery, they start by filling a tank with milk. This man sets the controls to make sure the right amount goes into the tank.
And that's all milk in there?
That's all milk.
Looks like a milk fall instead of a waterfall.
Now, can you guess what this man might have in that bag?
Oh, well, that looks like more milk.
Yes, it does, but it's really cream. It's thicker than milk, and you need cream to make ice cream. Now he adds sugar to make it sweet. Then it all gets blended together.
You mean the milk, the cream, and the sugar?
That's right, all blended together.
Swirling around.
After the mixture sits for a while, it gets pumped into this tank. Now you'll see it come in. There it is. That's the mixture going into that tank, swirling around some more. And now it's ready for its flavoring.
Flavoring, first, yeah.
Flavoring. And he uses this measuring cup to add some vanilla. Now watch, he'll pour it into the mixture.
Well, is he making vanilla ice cream?
No. Each kind of ice cream gets some vanilla added to it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, just some vanilla for all that mixture.
What's that?
That's strawberry juice, because he's making...
strawberry ice cream?
Right you are.
Isn't that pretty?
Yes, it is. The strawberry juice makes the mixture pink. Mixture now goes from here through these pipes to the freezing machine. And this woman sets the temperature controls to make sure the ice cream freezes just right. And then it goes through these pipes to another tank.
Why are those pipes so white?
Well, they're frosty on the outside because the ice cream is starting to freeze and it makes the pipes cold and icy.
Uh-huh. So it's not going to be liquid anymore.
No, and now this man puts strawberries into this tank to be blended with the ice cream.
So not only strawberry juice, but these strawberries as well.
That's right.
Look at all those strawberries. And now what happens?
Well, after all the strawberries get mixed with the ice cream, it goes here, where these women pack it into big tubs to go to the ice cream stores.
Oh, that looks so good, Mr. McFeely.
It certainly does. Strawberry ice cream is one of my favorites. Mm.
Look how it's packing it down. Mm-hmm. Get as much in there as they can. Those are really big containers. Do they ever pack the ice cream in smaller ones?
Oh, yes, they do. See, these cartons are the kind most people buy at the store to take home.
Oh. Well, they have strawberry ice cream in them, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's how people make ice cream.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, that looks delicious.
Certainly does. Well, there's your rocket.
Thank you.
I have lots of speedy deliveries today.
Oh, you do?
But before I go, I want you to remember that if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery. To you, speedy delivery. A lot of deliveries today, so I'll say speedy delivery.
And some of them are in your bag.
They're right in that bag. I have more to deliver. See you around the neighborhood.
All right, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wonder what those other things are that Mr. McFeely's delivering. He said right in his bag. Well, since he didn't tell us, I guess it's confidential. That means it's all right to be curious about it, but if somebody doesn't want to tell you, that's all right too. You can just go on to be curious about something else. I like talking with you about important things, about all kinds of things. Since I borrowed this, I'll take it back to Tony Chiroldis, and I'll be back to be with you next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And in the meantime, you'll have things to think about and play about. And I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address. Thank you.